America's foremost etiquette columnist Judith Martin, a.k.a. Miss Manners, has partnered with her son, executive Nicholas Ivor Martin, for her 17th book, Miss Manners Minds Our Business. As technologies have advanced and social mores have shifted, generational gaps have widened and business manners have all but expired. Miss Manners Minds Our Business covers everything you need to know, from explaining the fine art of fielding interruptions and understanding the appropriate response to pseudo-social obligations and maintaining boundaries in electronic age, to tips for saving oneself from the indignities of misaddressed emails, inappropriate work attire, and the blurring line between friends and coworkers. Judith Martin is the author of the Miss Manners columns and the best-selling books. And again, the latest is Miss Manners Minds Your Business. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Miss Manners to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
I'm delighted to be there.
It is wonderful to have you here, as always. It's always special to have you on the program. You have written about the workplace before, but things are obviously always changing.
They're always changing, and also this addresses a slightly deeper problem, as well as all the superficial annoyances, of which there are millions, and that's the problem of people using their social manners in the workplace and their business manners in their private lives, which is really strange. But if you're a job interviewer and you want to hire someone, you ask them about all their hopes and dreams and their weaknesses and their strengths. And if you have a expense account, you take them out to a nice lunch. But if you want a romantic partner, you take out a classified ad and you have a quick thing, maybe over coffee, to find out what that person's income level is. So I'm trying to get that reversal changed back to what it should be, and to reclaim the idea that you should have a private life as well as a professional life.
Do we act differently in business, in the sense of the manners that we have? If we are a well-mannered person in our home life, in our personal life, does that work itself into the business world and into the marketplace?
In the sense that you have the right attitude, of which not everybody does. But there are business-specific manners, and that is one of the points I keep trying to make. There is a professional demeanor, and it is different. For example, you will maybe defer to women sometimes in your private life. Some people do now, some people don't. But gender has no place in the workplace, that if a woman is treated with the social courtesies in the workplace, it's a way of saying, uh-oh, there are ladies here, as opposed to recognizing the woman by her profession. So, yes, they are different. But you have lots of different manners, so depending on whom you're with, we hope, context is important.
And what is it about the business context that is special, in the sense of you are working for someone, you are answering to that person, and yet you have your own code and their code too?
Yes, and you may be dealing with customers or clients, and you're certainly dealing with your colleagues and, as you say, your superiors. We have blurred all that by using the social manners of the office. It's as if everybody's equal, there's no hierarchy, and of course there's a hierarchy. And of course it makes a difference that you're in a workplace and not socially. And it's very much to the worker's interest to be aware of that and not pretend that this is all just friends together.
And we had a hierarchy growing up, right? We had a hierarchy when
well, your parents,
yes.
Yeah, not everybody does. There are parents who believe that children should have an equal voice. I am not one of them. But yes, of course there are hierarchies. We're all Americans. We believe in equality. But the equality is as human beings. Boss and the worker still have different positions.
When you look at the special relationship, and especially manners in business, where do you think people often get into trouble?
They get into trouble thinking that believing the phoniness of that it's all friends, and I dread the office party season because people hear the word party rather than office and behave accordingly. But that's just one part of the year. But they are not aware of the necessity of having a persona that is professional. That if you are a clerk in a store, you don't tell people your troubles. You don't get on the phone and start making personal talk while somebody is waiting and so on. And of course, a customer should behave himself too. I'm not blaming the service person alone. That if you are a brain surgeon and you don't wear your ragged old jeans when you go to talk to the patient because the patient wants to think everything's going to be very clean and efficient. People have been brought up on the idea, just be yourself, and so they are expressing themselves. Well, you have many selves, and one of them should be professional.
Do we do enough, and I, this is an overall question of manners in general, I guess, but specifically we can look at this, given that this is the subject about the business world, but do we do enough in our educational process to make sure that those lines are clear and that they don't become blurred and that people realize that there is a professionalism that should occur?
We don't do enough. Now, where should it be done? It should be done in the home. It should be done when the child is learning the language. You can learn to speak amazingly quickly. When you're a child and you're not aware of that, then if you have to learn a language later and memorize vocabulary and conjugate verbs. By the same token, you learn manners generally at home, and you should learn also that there are other manners for different occasions. And the school system should have, and does have usually, rules about how people behave in the school. And but to say that, as many parents do, that the school should teach etiquette, that the school should teach children everything about how to behave, I think is pretty nervy. It's the parents' job, first of all. And second of all, the poor teachers are trying to teach the children to read and write and do a little arithmetic. Hmm. And are you going to put another burden on them?
Your son, who has worked at the White House and was publisher of the Washington Monthly and became director of operations at Lyric Opera in Chicago, he has worked with you on this book and is your co-author. What does he bring to this project?
Enormous amounts of experience at all those places you mentioned, plus an executive point of view. I'm just an ink-stained wretch, and was always thinking of the person, only of the person who was, for example, fired. And my son said, you know, there's an etiquette to firing people, too. It's not an easy job. That I should look at it from the point of view of the people in charge.
And so you get a well-rounded look at the etiquette from all sides, not even just both sides,
yes,
but all
that's
sides.
That's the idea, because I hear from all kinds of people.
What do you feel that your contribution has been when you get letters from people about various issues? You certainly, I would think, have seen a bit of a transformation.
I had to bring the word etiquette back into the vocabulary. I started this in 1978 when the word etiquette was a joke and people said, well, manners, I mean, that's old-fashioned. We don't have manners. And I thought, well, you're right about that. And to my amazement, it took off and people, I see etiquette touted everywhere. You can't go to a movie without getting an etiquette lesson before the film starts about not talking and not using your cell phone. So people are, thank goodness, aware of it now, and they all believe that they should be treated better, but not enough of them believe that they should treat other people better. So I'm still working on that.
Do we have a sense of entitlement?
Yes, I think so. And some of it's legitimate and a lot of it is not.
Where did that come from? Is that age old or is that something that has developed?
Well, I think that's human nature. Civilization is designed to let you know that you have to deal with other people in the world. You don't always have to defer to them, but you have to deal with them one way or the other. And we're all born screaming for food and attention. And civilization is learning to restrain some of that.
So obviously when you're in the workplace, there's a lot of people who are screaming for attention, and you're just one.
Yes. Yes, and you want to be able to get along with them and cooperate with them and further your own career.
Is that, do you think in that furthering of your own career, that can be done in a way that is appropriate and where you don't have to sharpen your elbows?
Of course I do. The idea that being nice is for sissies who are never going to go anyplace is a false one. If you have good manners and you charm people and they want to help you.
The new book is Miss Manners Minds Your Business. It is published by Norton. Judith Martin, it's always a delight to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. I always enjoy talking to you.
Thank you so much. Again, Judith Martin's new book is Miss Manners Minds Your Business. It is written with her son, Nicholas Ivor Martin, and you can find out more information by going to her website and also by checking it out from Norton. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.